Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book, The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
This practice, urge surfing, can be used for pain, for cravings, for any sort of acute discomfort that threatens to overwhelm us. We'll practice it for about 10 minutes right now. First, we'll begin with the breath, so find a comfortable posture and notice the breath either in the belly or at the tip of the nose. And see if you can follow the breath for full cycles. From the beginning of an inhalation to the point where the lungs are relatively full, back down to when they're relatively empty, and the cycle begins again. Try to let the breath be in the foreground while the pain or discomfort is in the background. Try to develop some interest or curiosity in the sensations of the breath. Now turn your attention to where you're feeling discomfort, to precisely where the pain is in your body. And try to attend to those sensations with curiosity and interest. See how they change from moment to moment. In this approach, if the urge to get up or stop your activity arises, notice exactly where in your body you feel the urge. Notice where you feel the urge to get up, the urge to make a change. Bring your full attention to this urge to get things to change, noticing its intensity and texture. See how the urge to get up or stop or get relief is actually separate from the pain sensations themselves. allow your attention to partially stay with the breath as well. And see if you can use your breath as a surfboard to ride each wave of urgency from its beginning as a little wavelet to the point where it crests, where the feeling of, oh, I've just got to get up, I've just got to do something, reaches its maximum intensity. Allow each wave to rise as high as it wants, trusting that it'll reach a crescendo and then subside again. It feels like I just have to do something, but then we stay with the breath and it relaxes. The urge changes. Just continue in this manner, bringing your attention to the pain sensations, noticing urges that arise to get up or shift or make them go away, and then use your breath to ride those urges, to see them arise, reach a crescendo, and eventually subside until the next wave arises. Should thoughts arise during this process, which they probably will, and your attention goes away both from the breath and from the pain, just gently bring it back, starting with the breath and then zeroing in on the pain sensations and then noticing any urges that arise to get relief. As you practice surfing those urges, you'll develop more and more ease at being able to stay with the pain. And watch it go through its inevitable changes. So now for the last minute or so, bring your attention back to the breath and see if you can allow the pain as well as the urges to become a little bit more the background. and to bring your attention back to the room, I'll ring the bell and listen to the sound of the bell from the very beginning of the ring until it trails off into space.